do you want to share a little bit about Liam to the people that don't know him? Because what you're doing now through Liam's life, and we're going to talk about that, I think it's amazing. But and so many people will get to know Liam and his story. So would you mind sharing a couple of things?
Yeah, Liam was born on May 25th, 2015. And he was beautiful. He was born via C-section. And the first thing I noticed when they brought him up above the partition was that his nostrils were different sizes. And that's a weird thing to notice, but he was, you know, covered in the fluids and everything. But that's the first thing I noticed about him. He was screaming and his nostrils were different sizes. They cleaned him up and then gave him to me, and my whole world totally changed as soon as he was on me, because you still don't quite, it doesn't click when you see him, or at least it didn't for me. When I saw him, it didn't click that he was mine and that, you know, I had grown him. And, but as soon as he touched me, it was a whirlwind. My whole world changed.
And I mean, he touched so many lives. He met so many people in the gym, right?
He did. He did. He grew up in the gym. Marcus and I work together in our gyms, and we would bring him to the different locations. So those were long days, but really rewarding, because we were fortunate enough to be together as a family while still working and growing our business. Yeah.
And I love that with you and Marcus, that you doing this together as a family and bring your kids. And I think it's so beautiful. And everybody got to meet Liam and now Nico as well. So Liam was also, he went to Thailand and Sweden as well, right?
He did. Yeah, he traveled quite a bit for a small child. He did not like to sleep. So we were constantly tired, but he was great on trips and people loved seeing him. Thailand, people thought he was a little doll, so everybody would come up and hold him, play with him. The Thai culture is very welcoming and they loved him there.